Seder, right?
There's a catch between shchita and marriage, although they did not do each other. There's one opinion that says shchita is a mitzvah, the Rambam is right, but it's a per se. And then there's a Tosfos Mishpuas that says it's a matir. And by marriage, the Rambam says a mitzvah, the Rambam says it's a per se. And the
Rosh Hashanah says it's a matir for good. Right. Okay. Very good. Okay, so let's learn. Says the Rambam, Hashochet Chayiv, V'lo Shochet Bavad, El Kol Hanotel L'Shama, V'Echad Mikol Minei Chayiv Beheva V'Of V'Dog. In other words, the Melach is called Shochet, but if you kill a live being, even if you didn't technically do a Shechita, that's also included in the melacha. It's not only shochet, even though the lashon ha-melacha is ha-shochet. But say, by fish, there's no shechita by fish. But if you take a fish out of the pond, so that's ha-shochet. Even though you didn't do a ma'aseh shechita, but you didn't know tell his neshama, because he's gonna die. So he says, bein b'shechita, o b'nechira. Nechira, Rabbi Bleichman showed me the Hakdama to the door, Sefer Dor V. He writes, and the Chira is basically cutting the Simonim Shalom Behechsher Shechita. Because there are halachas, when you do Shechita, you can't have Shia, Drasa, you know, Psule Shechita. But Nechira means you kill the animal by cutting the Simonim, but you don't have the restrictions of that you can't do a Shehiya, you know, like you can't pause. You can't...
Nechira?
Nechira.
What does that mean?
Nechira means to cut the simanim, but you're not limited by the normal halachas of Shechita. So in the Midbar, they ate Basar Nechira. The Gemara says in Chul. They cut the simanim, but
with Shehiya, it would be called Nechira.
Or any of the psule.
Or any of the psule shechita. That's what.
Right. So that's what Rabbi Bleichman showed me. I think the Hakdama to the Sefer Dor Revi, that besides the chir doesn't mean there was no shechita. There was a chitu chasimanim shalal pi, and that's
nechira.
The nechira was mutter today. If you would do nechira, that would be an avela. But in the midbar, they did nechira.
What is the shot on that?
Because their mitzvah, they didn't only had the chiv to do shechita after the midbar. That's why there's a whole sugya in Chul and Adav Yud Zayin. What about the leftover meat that they did mechira in the midbar, and then they went into Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara wants to know
what did they do with the meat.
It was in mutter or not. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the famous Rosh, the Rosh asked the kasha, might the hava. Who cares? This is a one-time, it's never going to happen again, that we're going to have a Heter Nechira. So who cares that, that's his kasha, the Rosh's kasha.
If you don't kill an animal,
you're shooting an animal. That's also a nevela, but it could be that was also even in the midbar. But of all, this is all theoretical, because we're not going back to the, even if we go...
But that's called the... So Bisman is there. All anything.
It's all the veil. It's all the veil. It's all the same.
Is it also a queer veil?
Is it mutter to go hunting? Give it to a charity or something.
That's the Noda Biyuda has a famous tshuva, right? that it's not Torah dick. It's not place.
But it's apial. Okay, maybe that's a more comfortable.
Yeah, right.
You feel that for your peace of mind.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay. So one second. So the Rosh asked the kasha. Why is the Gemara Chul and David Zayin ask? What were they able? What did they do with the meat? Were they able to eat it? Might have a hava. So the Rosh answers, no. The nafkamina is, say for example, Chazal would make a new gezerah. Face. All apples are usher. You're not allowed to eat apples anymore. I just went to the store and I bought 2 crates of apples. So does the gezeira go on what I ever have already?
You get grandfathered in.
Or you get grandfathered in. Right. So he says that would be, so that shaila in the Gemara would be a nafkamina for some new type of thing that Chazal would...
We hold the concept of being grandfathered in.
Hollow logo.
Yeah, so that's...
So then you can't say that by the rights. So what's the two shows on the
Right, but he says that call the tikkun rabbanon in the right tikkun.
We don't
say that. Well, we do. I mean, Shachter loves to quote that call. Yeah, but usually
but
the.
What
if we know what the din over there was, so Chazal, like Rav Shechter always likes to quote that Gemara, the Chazal always make their dinim to Rabbanon parallel to some Doraisa type of thing. Oh, and then there's a discussion in the post scheme. What about the meat during the Shabbos meat during the 9 days? So you have leftover meat. Could you eat that? Shabbos.
What's the thought that you could?
Because the same idea that it was mutter to have a Shabbos. So this is a leftover.
And once it's mutter, it's mutter.
Yeah.
I mean, once that you
that's a pal.
Yeah. So
you cook up a lot.
Right.
Of,
the pelvic is sushi.
Cook up a lot of meat, and then you could have the meat leftover. I mean, the leftover meat.
Right. I mean, obviously, if you did it purposely, I don't think that would be.
Where is this discussion?
I think the Chidah, I think has the Hisoris Tshuva has, as the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, has this discussion.
Put you on the meat? Once the meat's mutter,
right, so that's right. So Lamaisa, we don't, we're not making
right.
Right, and even that.
But Malka is the Indian that it should be the meat from Shabbat?
If you know,
he's saying you want to make a tzira between the sheep. Does that hold that the meat?
So the first interpretation is Misinai, the Hilchos Shchita Shehiyah. So weren't they talked up with everything else? So what was the excuse that, oh, we'll wait till we can't do it now in the Midbar, we'll just do the Chira now, and it's allowed. It sounded like the Gemara took for granted in Hulin. We just want to know what happened when they got there. So what about all the year? What about, didn't they learn that with the Kol HaTorah Kula? I understand, like the Mila, the Gemara Givamas gives a reason because it was dangerous. Here, I don't understand what's the excuse, the rationale, the justification for not doing Hilchos Shchita. If it's in the, wasn't it taught with everything else? I mean, that's like how the Rambam starts, everything turns out.
Right, but the
Moshe taught it to them.
Right, but maybe it was taught it to them to start later.
Start later. You mean like just like you couldn't...
Like other things in the Torah.
You couldn't be Tali Baharetz
until... Right. So this thing really is not Tali Baharetz, but... But in the Midbar,
that's
had
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
they
right.
don't have that. I'm saying
right,
that.
Right.
But what's the rationale? Was it convenient in the sand?
No, but he's saying why
Mila, we understand. Mrs. Tali Baharetz, you understand because you're not.
Right. Okay. I don't know. Kachava. Okay. So be mishchita o benechira o b'hakoh chayev. So if you would do Nechira on Shabbos, so you didn't do a kosher shechita, and you kill the animal through Nechira, so it also would be Chayev and the Malacha, even though, again, the Malacha is called Hashoichet, but it's Lav Davka.
Didn't you usually refer to it as Nechira Hashem? The Malacha itself?
Yeah.
I think like the Mishnah Berurah,
they call when the Mishnah Shabbos, you have a Shemur Shabbos here. When the Mishnah Shabbos lists the Lamites,
Last time I remember it was called Shchita the Malacha.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
If that's part of the Malacha, I mean, it does. If you do Shchita without.
One of the opinions is Natilas Neshama. They don't say Shofet, but there it comes under the rubric of Shchita.
Tzatzvi Hashochto. Shoftim. I mean, even though the term Tilus Neshama is used a lot, but okay. But, so then he writes, Hachonik Hasachai Acheyobus. So here you choked a live being until it died. Hareza told the Shochet. Lefichachim Hela Dag Misefel Shomayim. Because he took out a fish out of the water on Shabbos. Inicho at Shemes, and he leaves it there out of the water until it dies. Chayev Pishum Chonik. Velo at Sheyomos Holkeven Sheyovish Bo Kisela, means Snapirov Chayev Sheoreinu Yochol Lichios. In other words, even though he's not totally dead yet, but once a certain size of a cella, in the fish dries out, so there's no way, it's irreversible that he's not gonna. So he's chayv.
Is it a psik ratio or is it considered a massive damage if you choke an animal? And this case that we brought down, if you choke an animal and the animal dies, or you take a fish out of water. Is that a mice considered a mice
of yadayim? You have skila for Shabbos to do that. If you're going to use it. If you're not going to use it, then it's a malchus and svi kal gufa. But if you're going to use it,
then you have skila.
Then you have skila. All these cases are a part of the chiyuv. All this whole halacha aleph.
And a psik ratio didn't chile, you're not chayv skila?
Psik ratio didn't chile, you're not chayv.
You are chayv, yeah?
Yeah, Psikresha is also a deraisa. Okay. Now, we know what was I about to say?
Yeah, after, you said after the it's irreversible and Hashoshit Yada, you didn't.
Yeah, Eli Yochel, yeah, so irreversible. Kaiva, so Ode Eli Yochel Lichios. So for someone irreversible. So that's called like death. That's Rabbi Tendler holds by brain death, that if it's irreversible, it's considered, that was the big controversy.
And not reversible means you're allowed to pull the plug because what?
In other words, you say he holds that brain dead is dead, even though the heart is still
going. There's a truth about that also. Yeah, seemingly, so that sort of seems to me like that's what he's...
Yeah, so that was the big enough community for heart transplants. That because you can only do it once the heart stops, you can't do the transplant anymore. So the heart still has to be pumping, but if you take the heart out when it's pumping, so then you're killing the other person, and then you're not allowed to kill. That's one of the gimel averus. You can't kill one person to save another person. So, but if you hold the brain dead is dead, so then irreversible brain death.
Years ago in that heart stop study, it's also said it was irreversible. Today we know that it is, often is reversible.
But if it's brain stem death, the whole stem is... I think everyone agrees in the Metzius of that. The question is he right or pihalacha? That's a separate thing. I don't think they're arguing in the Metzius that if it's brain stem, in other words, not just the part of the whole, the brain out to the stem, then that's... Well,
maybe it's approved, though.
That's irreversible. So that's what Rabbi Tamar wanted to say.
Rabbi Tamar said that what? That if it's brain dead, he considers it, can the person consider it logically dead?
Dead, and therefore you can do
heart
it.
Even while the heart's beating.
Right. And then you can give it to someone else. If not, then it's a shiloh of.
And what is the top? If
the other side is to say, no, a person is only dead till he's totally dead.
But what is the top to use the transplant? Let's say we don't hold like Rabbi Tamar. What is the other option? They do transplants. What is the other halachical loophole to do a transplant if Rabbi Tamar is wrong?
If he's wrong, so then you're violating... No, there's another mahalach. I'll tell you in a second. So the question is, so if he's up, he's dead, you can take the heart to give to someone else. If he's still alive, so that's the din of the Gimel Averus. So you can't save one life by killing another person. So there's another mahalach. The other mahalach is like this. Rav Yudel Gershuni discussed it in one of his farm like this. Are you allowed to let's say he's alive. But even if he's alive, the brain dead person, he's a treifa. He's a treifa. Now you kill a treifa, you're not chayav misa, right? You kill a bar kayama, you're chayav misa. You're rotzeach. You kill a treifa, so you're not chayav misa. Question: I have to point out whether you're called rotzeach. But so obviously it's a lower level of life, right? So the question is like this: the halacha is that you're not to kill somebody to save another life. Could you kill a treifa to save a person who's not a treifa?
A treifa is applicable even on a human being?
Yes. Yes. Correct.
And what is considered a treifa on a human being?
So he has some defect that he's going to...
Most like a person's a geisus. They're considered a treifa.
No, so ghost is a treifa, like a life, but different things. But one is, ghost is like he's in the throngs of death. Treifa could mean that he's not going to live for a year or something like.
I mean, there's a limited span.
Or some physical defect that's going to cause a limit to his life. Could you kill a treifa? What's the idea? My chaz is a damak sumak tvei. Who says? Your blood is
better than
mine. We're all equal, no matter what. We're all equal. But maybe you could say no. Yeah, we're all equal if we're both, alive. Even though one maybe is more accomplished, but we're all equal. But if one person is a treifa, the other one, and the halacha says you're not all equal, because if you kill the treifa, you're not chayav misa. You kill the other person, you are chayav misa. So you show.
Yeah, but you need a command to treifa to say that svara. You need
to say
the svara because the shot is the guy's brain dead.
Right. But if he's alive,
yeah, but I'm saying. So what check is treifa? Why is treifa svara to say?
Because treifa is a different cat. Because he's
just say because the guy's brain dead. And
therefore,
the high gap or something.
For what? If he's alive.
Yeah, but if he's alive. Yeah, but so what? He's alive. All life people are equal.
All people
are alive. But if you say that...
Treifa is a makam to...
No, because treifa is a different category. Because the Torah is makhalik.
No, he's... The mission of treifa and the Indian... The smaller of Dhamma, the high gap...
No, he's saying that he's saying a person... There is makhalik that a treifa is...
The Torah is not makhalik.
All right. If you kill a treifa, you're not chayv misa.
Why not chayv misa if you kill a treifa then?
Right. You see, the Torah says...
The Torah is
saying
the high gap...
Yeah. It's the Torah saying. Or else why? You chayv misas bezdin if you kill a tree. You're not chayv misas bezdin if you kill a bar kayam. You chayv misas bezdin. So you see, the Torah says they're not equal. So Rabbi Shai Pick, the Baal Mesoras Hashas, he says this far.
There's a makom to say that the transplant.
He's not talking about trans. I mean, Rabbi Gershuni uses that for transplant. He's saying that you can kill a treifa to save a bar kayam. And the Dodi Yehuda, Rabbi Shai Pick, the Baal Mesoras Hashas. And the Dod of Yehuda, the Tshuva, says Chas V'Shalom to say such
a thing. Not letting transplant.
No, they're not talking about transplant. They're talking about...
It's dumb. He's treifa, you can be...
But Yul Gershuni...
And then
they do
the Chalukah.
Right. The case, the Mechatchina talks about, Tenulano echad mehem, right? You give,
The person gives as an ultimatum, someone puts a gun to your head and says, kill that trade for, I'm going to kill you.
Right, exactly.
The player of that would be...
Exactly. Could they do
it? The case with Rava in Gemara.
Yeah.
Somebody said the government official told me I have to kill somebody to kill
me. Right.
And Rava gave the response.
That's my chazes dobe to b'chsvei.
But if he's a traitor, maybe,
that's what Rabbi Yishaya Pick says. But if he's a traitor, kill the traitor and remain alive. And don't let him...
Because of this svar, that the Torah lane said dome of the high gamut.
Right. So therefore, that svar of Subhavi, and the Nodabiyuda doesn't buy it. So...
That there's no such thing as a traitor still alive, and that's it.
Even though the Torah was Mechaber,
we don't... Maybe
the Din HaHasra.
One second. The Nodim Yehuda says that...
Meaning that if the guy's a traitor, you don't have enough basis now to be Mechaber the Roseach like you would if he was an elderly person.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that life is worth less.
If you don't warn him the same way, if you
the
warn
same
him...
Way, yeah, the same way if there's a concern in the Asra or something. The guy might have done... Two people who did the exact same act. One of them has a concern in the Asra. So he doesn't get Misa, the other one does. Right?
Right.
So why not... You can say the same thing here too. That this guy, this one who's a treifa,
yeah,
we don't have the ability to be mechayev the person who's rotzeach him because of the fact that he's a traitor. It doesn't mean that his killing becomes mutter. Or even, you know,
yeah, but I think it's mustaber to say the fact that you're not chayev misa means that you're killing somebody who's is alive but not fully alive.
Okay. It's a chisor.
Right, right.
Not tali on his chiyus, it's tali on the ability to chayev the rotzeach rather than.
Right, but mustaber, the ability of chayev rotzeach is totally in. I don't think that's too, you know. But the Noda Yehuda, he doesn't buy it. I happen to think it's a good svara. No,
I mean the Noda Yehuda's problem here is it doesn't buy.
So that's what Rav Yehuda Gershuni wrote. You know what his famous sefer was? Ever see the Shita Mekubetzes on Psachim? Normally, the Shulchan Aruch was written by the Sal Ashkenazi Rishon, but he wrote a type of sefer like that. He was Rav Lazer Silva's son.
The Noda Yehuda's problem is that he holds that there's no such thing as a treifa by a human, or he says even with that.
No, everyone holds this.
Everyone holds there's a treifa by a human. He just says even with that svaro, I still don't agree, because
right.
It's not enough.
Right.
You can't have hanah from a maze. So how can there even be a shilat person's brain dead to take out the heart by the heart?
Because nefesh is dolcha kol atarkula.
On a maze? No, so to be a maze, if the guy would be dead.
Being nana from a maze.
To keep me alive, there can be nana from the maze. Because it's pikuach nefesh, it's dolcha much more
comforting things. Even a Jewish... You mean a Jew,
not just a Jew? Because nefesh is...
No?
Okay. So now the shayla is like this. What if you don't kill the person totally, but you take some blood from the person? And we're going to have four shiurim on that, Be'ez Hashem. So there's a machlokes Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. What's the aveira for taking blood on Shabbos? So the Rambam says the following.
Which page?
Page 3. The first word on the line is mepharik. V'chein. You see where the star, the asterisk is in Halacha Zayin? On like the fifth line, v'chein. Hachovel b'chai, sheish lo or, chai mishum mepharik.
Sheish lo or.
Yeah, in other words, so if you take blood from a person...
What's the guy she ain't?
I don't know what type of creatures don't have skin. I don't know.
There are creatures that don't have skin. I remember learning this more when I was in Shabbos.
Yeah. So the mice, it's like squeezing an orange. You squeeze an orange, right? So you take blood. You're like squeezing an orange. Mepharik, dosh, disha.
Mepharik is a total of
dosh.
Of dosh.
Dosh. So that's what the. That's what the Rambam says, and Rabbeinu Tam says a different word. So that means that even though the person's alive, but you're taking blood, you violate...
Not Shechita.
You're right, not Shechita.
Why not?
Because Shechita is Netilas Neshama.
I mean, it has to be the complete Neshama.
Complete Neshama.
Uh-huh. If you wound somebody, you're not alive.
Right. So there could be...
If you wound somebody with blood coming out.
What's the difference between Dush and the... Dush is right. Koresh and the Mepharik is squeezing?
Mepharik is a told of Dush.
In what way? How is it a told? Because
Dush, you're taking like the liquid out of the solid or something like that.
Mepharik is a told of Dush? Is that what you're
saying? Right.
You're taking a liquid out of a solid to move away from Mepharik. Squeeze it out.
Well, that's one of the things. Oh, but now look on page 4 in Tosfos and Ksubas. The Nirla Rabbeinu Tam Lefresh, the Hotzos Dam, Chashiv and Atilus Neshama. So Rabbeinu Tam says in the word, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, Kishonel Mechtos and Notel Mikzas Neshama. So Rabbeinu Tam says, every little blood that you take out is the Atilus Neshama. In other words, the Atilus Neshama doesn't mean you have to kill
the whole thing.
Every little bit of blood is
the
Tiyos Neshama.
And now, what is this? What is the logic behind that? Because now the person is a little bit less alive, and therefore the
the shechis, his dam is dam or nefesh,
and therefore the malacha of shechita is defined as
the tilos neshama. So this is mixas neshama.
What does that mean? Mixas neshama.
What? Dam or nefesh. Oh, so that's another important machlokes. Oh. So now take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, on page 5, Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this, Vashokto, Shochet Mishum Mai Chayav, Rav Omar Mishum Tzoveya, Ushmul Omar Mishum Netilas Neshama.
One second. Coloring where?
Yeah.
On the ground?
So first, before we, I tell you the real pshat of this Gemara, the Hasidish Sfarim have the pshat like this. He says, the Gemara says, in Sukkah, Lasid Lovo, give a Shechti Yitzhahara. So the question is, what did the Yitzhahara do wrong? He was supposed to give us a run for our money. So it says, Shochet, Mishumai Chayim, why are we Shechting the Yitzhahara? So Rav Omar Mishum Tzoveya. Because he's allowed to try to us to do averus, but he tries to soveya that it's a mitzvah.
He's tricking you.
He's tricking you. That's beyond his jurisdiction. He's trying to we should lose our neshama, something like that. But that's the war. Okay, but let's get back to. Okay, so shochet mishum ma'achayev, rav omer mishum tzoveya. In other words, when you shech the animal, so it's good that there's a bit of blood on the meat. It shows it's fresh meat. So you want that there should be bloody meat. It's good to have bloody meat. You sell bloody meat, oh, it's fresh. See, there's fresh blood. It's fresh meat. So you're chavali mishum tzoveya. And Shmuel says mishum netilas neshama. Then the Gemara says, Mishum Tzoveya, in Mishum Tzoveya, so low, and even Af Mishum Tzoveya. Af Mishum Tzoveya. Oh. So the Rashi, look at the Rashi, Shrochi Mishum Maim Chayiv, Shechita B'Melechas HaMishkan, Hecha. You wonder, where is Shechita in the Melechas HaMishkan? Umay Avid, Imir, or say, Limid Ma'adamim, right, they had to use the skins of the Elim, of the rams. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Lam hu shechita b'chanika namisagi. Because when you needed the skin of the animal in the Mishkan to have the oros of, so you didn't necessarily have to shech the animal properly. You could have killed the animal. And you'll get here. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Shochet Mishumai Mechayim. Where is Shochet in the Mishkan? Because Shochet is the Av Malacha. And everything else is subcategories. But at least the real McCoy, should be in the Mishkan. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Where was that in the Mishkan? Was it in the Mishkan? You didn't really need it. So then what's the Chiv? Is it really a Chiv Mishum Shochet? Or maybe Shochet is Tzoveya. He says, okay, Netilas Neshama. And Netilas Neshama was in the Mishkan.
Yeah, but we say Hakar is the same thing.
Right,
Hakar. Shochet is the Malach of Nadavkabar.
Shechita, right. Right, and that was in the Mishkan. It was the Mishkan that had to kill the ram so they can get their lot, their skin, and... Well, no, if I can't, the Gemara says, the skin for tefillin, right? It can't be, it has to be or behemoth shera, so the Gemara says, but it can be an avela, as long as it's the min kosher. The hukshur l'mlechas shamayim, or behemoth Torah bavad, even if it's an avela.
Well, maybe it could be a avela.
Well, so take a look. What's the shot? Because the kepeda was only on the min. Oh. So let's take a look now. The Avnei Nezer has a pshat in this Gemara. Take a look on page 11. He says, near the farish, you see? Near the farish, the masnis and tari, the shchita hum belacha. Mashma, a filo daim mefarcheses. Nigmar melacha. You see, like this. This is the pshat. What's the melacha of shoychit on Shabbos? So pasha pshat, you shecht it, and then it dies. But what about, we know that there's a concept of mefarcheses, right? That after the animal gets shechted, it still moves around till it
drops.
So the shaila is, say on Shabbos, let's assume on Shabbos you have to do the loch on Shabbos. So what's the din if you shechted it on Shabbos, but it didn't drop till Motzai Shabbos? So if the loch is the shechted is the loch itself, so you did a ma'aseh shechita after you cut the shnei simanim, you finished. We don't care necessarily that you need to have the misa, you know that is dead ke'evin domeim on Shabbos or not. So that's what he says.
Is this the same shaila like the case of the pas and the tanner?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're going to see if it's the same or not. Exactly. Excellent.
It must be exactly the case of the great
shaila. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but it's there. The whole thing happens on Shabbos. Here we want to know. So if the shochet, if you say that you need everything to happen on Shabbos to violate the melacha, so if you say, well, you need the melacha is shochet, so you did the ma'aseh shechita, so alpidin it's dead, even though it's still moving around, alpidin it's dead, alpidin, and right nafkamina, there's no Eivir Menachai anymore, or things like that, it's dead. What do we say? No, that the melacha is not a shochet. The melacha is that it. So that's what the Gemara is asking. In other words, we want Shoichit to be in the Mishkan because we want to know, is Shechita the Mechayiv? Or is it death is the Mechayiv when it's no longer moving at all? Because once you have a Chalos Shechita, then Alpidin, it's dead, even though it's still moving around. In other words, you see, so that's the idea that you see that a person could be dead alpidin, even though he's still moving. You know, that's what it's.
Even though he's still moving around.
That also comes in. Rabbi Shlomo Goren has a piece on that. The discussion of the brain death discussion as well.
How's that negated? Because I'm saying that an animal that you kill that's moving around, it's not really moving around.
See,
it's
why
just
you
the nerve that's
like,
still there, right?
A 15-year stint that's all he talked about.
The
brain death.
How's
now already know some people don't talk about
it anymore. To the brain because you can see a person who is dead and still jumping around. Meaning the animal when you shack this, right, for a few minutes afterwards, it's jumping around.
Well, that's
not real though.
Still I mean,
is it real? That really breathing after you shack
it? It has oxygen.
But it's considered dead at that point. It's considered dead once it stops having oxygen.
Brain dead would say when one's having oxygen.
Well, the brain dead people hold that you know, it has to be total brain death. So that's why Rabbi Tendler claims that the original tshuva of Rav Moshe, when he said that it's aser, that it's still alive, Rav Moshe, his original tshuva says, if you take a heart from a brain dead person, you commit double ritzicha.
Why double?
Because the guy was still alive, so you take him. And then when they put on the other guy, they usually botched it up also, so they killed.
But that's
killed.
Not a gay, though. Both of them. But one of them is sure not a gay, because with the heart transplant today, they're very successful.
Right. So, but Rabbi Tendler says that shuva was what he was talking about, that it wasn't fully brain death.
Also, why are you over with tzicha if you put it into the new guy? Let's say he dies. You did the best you could. Why are you over with tzicha if it's not matzliach?
No, but yeah, because he could have lived for longer.
Right.
Oh, to make him live for an extra quarter of years.
But this was in the beginning.
Let's say the muscle today, if you put in a heart transplant and you're not matzliach and the guy dies, you could say that he's over with tzicha because he could have lived longer?
Well, I guess it depends on the likelihood of success.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so near the first, the masnis and nami. First, we see that the Tani the Shechita who Malacha Mashma Fil Adai Mefacheses Nigmar Hamalacha. Rafkimina, Shafilu Niska Kodum Misasa, Chayev Chatas. Say you did it Beshoigig, right? So you Chayev Chatas if you do Malacha Beshoigig. But if in the middle of Malacha you remind yourself that it's Shabbos, then it's not Shoigig anymore. So say he reminds himself in the Shabbos after the Shechita, but before the actual death. Will he be Chayev Chatas? If you say the Chatas only kicks in at the very end,
no.
Then he was miskar kodem, then he's not chayiv chatas. But if he said it's over, with the shechita it's over, what he reminds himself afterwards is achar hamaisa. So that's not going to make, so he says, nafkimina, shafil miskar kodem, misasa chayiv chatas, o imlo mesa ad motzoi Shabbos. He called mokam chayiv ashechita. Or if he doesn't die till motzoi Shabbos, so that's what he says, if the din, the malacha is shechita, so then it doesn't matter that he died on Motzai Shabbos, because the whole Shechita was done at Shabbos. Well, Zem Akshah came with the Melechetz HaMikshon HaMishkan Lohukhtzeru L'Shechita, they didn't really need Shechita, like L'Hamis, HaFil B'Chanika Sagi, Nimsa Shechita in a Melecha, Rek HaMisa. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Shechita Eich HaMav HaMishkan, because the Mashmah says, you want a Mechayev Al Shechit, that means that all you need is the Shechita on Shabbos, that was the Gemara's Kasha, Mehechi Teisi. That's how the Avnei Nezer learned Pshat. Afilu im tibtzaloma shem yisoso al yidei shchita mikol mokom mina shchita b'locha racha misa. V'ashochet shnayim arov shnayim hu kichay uchol dvera. Aval ze b'shani mishom netilas neshama. Mikol mokom b'shchita chashiv meipa chiyusa. So he says that the shchita is chay mishom netilas neshama and it's considered netilas neshama. Because once it's geshechted, then it's considered that the neshama is gone. Even though it's still technically moving around.
So we're saying, halachically, once you sheft it, it's dead. It's until it's shown, even though physically it's in the first step and it's moving around.
Right.
But is that?
It's different stages.
Different stages.
First, the question because, is the brain. Right. Is there oxygen in the brain? And even if there's no oxygen in the brain, there's still going to be oxygen in the heart. And the heart will still move around. So there's different stages.
Right. So that's the question. What's
So when the Gemara going with Shmuel's answer that we postulated, it's in Tzilas Neshama, it had to be Gemara answer the question that it's right when you sheft it?
Right when it's shefted, that's when the Neshama leaves. That's when the...
But isn't that an exception of Ruby Paskin like Shmuel, or usually Rob or this or that, that was an exception?
Yeah.
Okay.
When does the Sylvia happen?
Sylvia happens right away. When you shock, now the blood comes out, and the meat gets colored, and you want to sell the meat, you want to say you have fresh. Okay.
Rabbi Willie called meat juice. He didn't want to say the flesh thing.
Okay, so now let me show you.
When he does that, when he shefts it, now we understand Rabbeinu Tam in Subas, why he said in his Lo Shoshama, but how do you understand the Rambam? That according to the way we just read the Gemara, isn't that a riot of Rabbeinu Tam against the Rambam?
Why? Rabbeinu Tam?
He said every little blood is Natila Shoshama. Oh, he was talking about bloodletting. He was talking about squeezing a little blood.
Yeah.
And the Avnei Nezer, he's talking about the original question in the Gemara with Shechita.
Yeah.
According to the Avnei Nezer, it's not a toldo like killing a bug. As long as there is blood, that is Shechita, it's not the same thing.
According to
the Avnei Nezer.
So what?
He's saying that Shechita is really synonymous with
Shechita is the Tehillas Neshama, so therefore if you do the Shechita on Shabbos, so that's all you need, even though the Pirchus is still going on to Motzai Shabbos.
But you didn't need Shechita, or you just need Tehillas
Neshama? Yeah, you could do the Tehillas Neshama also. But Shechita is the Avu, that's the Malacha that's mentioned. And then everything else, in other words, if you do Nechira, so then you might not be Chayiv until it's actually, dead. Oh, but let's get to your question now, page 15. Zevi told the Shmuel, It's on the Tarik Mitzvahs. Putin likes to quote it. It's a fascinating sefer. Look what he says. Hashochet chayim, lo shochet bilvat, el kol anot el lushon melecha mikol mine chayim v'heim alo. This is the Rambam, right? Sheves v'heim shchita, v'heim nechirim, v'heim nechirim, v'heim nechirim. That's the Rambam. V'nirali, shashochet somach l'motzoi Shabbos, kodesh, he shechs right before the end of Shabbos, v'nis nablo b'yado, and then it became a nevela. In other words, he didn't do a good shechita. He didn't do a good shechita. And upirkisa ad halayla. And then, in other words, if you do a good shechita, so if he did, it's then. But he didn't do a good shechita. So he messed up the shechita. Whatever, he did one of the psulim. And it's still moving around until Motzoi Shabbos. He took a gun and he killed an animal, but it's still moving around till Motzoi Shabbos. So does he violate? So he says, "Hareza Potter." So he says, because the mice, it's not called dead even for a Ben Noach. Right, if a Ben Noach would take something from the animal, it would be Eivah Menachai. So it's not dead for anybody.
What's the case that it's not dead
for anybody? He shot it, not with a good shechita. He shot it, or he did an improper shechita on Shabbos, and it's still moving around until Motzai Shabbos. See, the other thing is this case, where you did a proper shechita. So then, if the proper shechita was on the Shabbos, all he did is dead, even though it's Pirchis after Shabbos. But here, he didn't do a proper shechita. And it's still going around. So he says, HaRezu Doma L'Shofes Es Agdera L'Eish Tzomach L'Moshe Tzavis V'lo Nispash L'Ad Alayla T'Vaday Potter. He says that if you would put, say, raw meat on the fire 10 minutes before the end of Shabbos, so it takes, say, Chreis time to cook. It doesn't cook in 5 minutes, whatever. And the cooking took place after Shabbos, so he says it's potter. So
what about the reverse case where you put it in Erev Shabbos?
So he wants to say the same thing like this. He wants to say that if you put raw meat on the 1 minute before the end of Shabbos, so it didn't cook on Shabbos. So he thinks it's vade potter. So the same thing over here. If you shot the animal on Shabbos, but it's still
running around
till Motzai Shabbos. So he wants to equate those two cases. They're both potter. That's what he wants to say. But then he changes his mind. Look, on the achakach reizish ein zedimim. The mishul lo nigmar guf hamaloch ad alayla. Because he says, mishul is different. Because if you take it off the fire, it won't get cooked. So therefore, what you did now is nothing. It's reversible. The nigbar guf hamaloch ad alayla. The misalek hakdeir me'esh at shalom itzpasho. Lo yomo klali de mishul al yodo. So therefore, that's why you potter.
It's not a t'nai in the malachah that it has to get cooked.
Yes, it has to get cooked.
Which way does it go? Is it t'nai in the malachah that
it has to get cooked?
Or is it t'nai in the malachah that you have to put it on fire?
You have to put it on fire, but it also has to get cooked. Like your case of taking the stuff out of what you mentioned before. So he says, so since you can reverse it, right? So therefore, putting it on the
fire, nothing.
Masha ain't kain, minidon. So even if you didn't take it off, you potter since the bishul took place on Motzei Shabbos. Masha ain't kain, minidon nidan. But the case where you shot the animal on Shabbos, even though it's not going to die to what?
Motzei
Shabbos. And even though you didn't do a proper shechita, but the Maisa, now you did something that's not reversible, so therefore, you chayev, even though it only happened on Motzei Shabbos. So first he thought to equate the cases, now he says, no. The case of Shabbos, you'll be potter, if the mishul only happens on Motzei Shabbos, but if the actual death only happens on Motzei Shabbos, you will be chayev. Because you did, because now you created a situation of irreversible, his life is, the death is imminent, and it's irreversible on Shabbos. Pashaki bin Anon, Holo Ikar Maloki, the Tilas and Shama, Zello Nigvar Lagabre. Avo Bisham Mefahes Sadain, because Mokum Yev Shoshlo Thomas. How Koponim Ode Mysav. Al Kain Bevade Chayev Gambike Gavna. And he says, even by Bishul, there's opinions that say, right, they talk about the Nimuki Yosef, that everything happens in Lamafreya, the famous Nimuki Yosef above a Kama, that asks, how are you allowed to light Shabbos candles? That doesn't it continue burning into Shabbos? So he says, yeah, but it's all Lamafreya. So some want to say that if you did the Bishul on Shabbos, and you didn't, and even though it's mismashal through Motzei Shabbos, lemafreya you'll be chayev because you did it on Shabbos. In the case of Neir Shabbos, you did it on Erev Shabbos. So there's some that have, but he thinks the pashup shot is that by bishul you potter because it's reversible. So what you did is not enough yet, but here on Shabbos, what you did is sufficient. Right, so that's what he says. So it's interesting. And then, so he did something on Shabbos that's irreversible. So that's the Tilas Neshama. And then he says, look further down. The first word was La'esh. If you put somebody in the fire, You killed somebody with the shame on the forest. Like they say, what Moshe Rabbeinu, Chayotze, Bo, nearly she'ain't ze mishum netilas neshama. Kainin shlo osam, lo osa. He didn't do a maisa. Kol kol gam ze maisa b'yadayim, havalei gam kain rak gorim b'dover. Kain nearly b'tzarachin.
Is that the Rashi on Sanhedrin, when the Mishnah talks about Yochai Tefila from Mathasha, the chef just said that Rashi, and Rashi says one of the criteria you need to do a maisa to be over an Esther Dereisa, Jenna?
Right.
Is that what he's like alluding to?
Yeah, right. That's how some learn the that you need a maisa. That's the base mayor. Shef because Chazam Sov Hashem, the base mayor, that you can't be chayev to answer up to the Mukiyos is kasha. That you can't be chayev. Mukiyos of kasha is how do you light Shabbos licht? If it continued to burn, so it's all ishum ishum chitzo, so it's all your action. Everything happens is your action. So he says, how can you do Shabbos? So he says, well, it's lemafreya. So Shachta Koda, the Chasam Sof says with the base mayor, that you can have another answer. The other answer is what? That at Shabbos, you're not chayav midaraisa if you don't do a maisa on Shabbos. Shabbos is about Shvisas Gufo.
You have to do something.
Something. Even though you put a system into
place
you're not going to be chayiv on...
You put something on a timer.
Right. If you put something on a timer before Shabbos, and it goes on Shabbos, so the Pasha says you won't be chayiv on Shabbos midaraisa. It could be maybe some derabbanan, but not midaraisa. Because lemaisa, you didn't do anything. You didn't do a maisa. So that's how that some of the Achronim answer the Nemuki Yosef's Kasha. But others say, which I think is the best answer, is what the Chidush Aran says, that Ishum Ishum Chitzav is only Chiv in the Zikin, but doesn't apply to other areas.
that the Rebbe Yosef was making an assumption. He was applying...
Right, because the case in the Gemara was Nezikin. So who says it applies to Shabbos? And maybe Shabbos you have to actually do something, be a dying to be chayef.
The Ron brings this down over there in Balakama, right? By the figure of Ishim Shemkita.
The Ron is in Sanhedrin, the Daf Ayin Zayin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the Ron in the Chedushim, the Daf Ayin Zayin Sanhedrin, is he basing on the principle in Brachos Yud Tzad Beis and elsewhere that he's serving on the Mona Loyal Finan and Rashi and Brachos Yud Tzad Beis because Mammon is more Kal? Is that why the Ron says that? Because he's violating the principle. I mean, the Muki Yosef, although he was well-intended, he was applying something from Dini Mammonis to Isser Veheter, which is more Chomer.
Right.
And
so that is, it's like... So that's what Shach likes to call the tshuva, the Kozhik Lover. The Kozhik Lover has a tshuva where he discusses, you know, machine tzitzis and machine matzis. In other words, you press the button, that everything is called your maisa. And we say, no. It's only a din in the zikin that you put something into motion, everything's your maisa. But on Shabbos not. So the Kozhik Lover says, if you hold like the Ron, then you have a Shiloh that maybe... See, if you hold it, it didn't call it Tarkula, and once you put something into action, everything is considered, everything subsequent is considered your Maisa. So Mela, you know, that's what Shach Lover, that Kozhik Lover says, that maybe you have a cooler for a machine, Matz's machine, Tzitzis, and things like that. But if you assume like the Ron, that it's only a din in the Zikin, that you chayev mishum nezikin. Once you put something in action, in other words, the case in, like Rav Shemkin pointed out, you lit a fire and then the wind comes and blows it and it burns down something. So you needed a tzirif between yourself and the koach achem urabo of the wind. So then it's all considered your maisa. But that's maybe only in the nezikin. But until Shabbos, maybe you have to do a more direct maisa to be chayev or other areas of.
Shabbos, you'd have to do something more direct.
Yeah, so maybe that's the whole kasha in the Muki Yosef, you know, doesn't...
It's like the grow, that it's different worlds in the Torah.
Yeah, I have a friend who was... In the old days in YU, and they had to call Elion, so you had to speak and learning with Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. You had to speak and learning with him. That was one of the requirements before my time. So one of my friends, he missed when Rav Soloveitchik was there, so he had to fly to Boston to meet Rav Yosher Ber and speak to him and learn him. So Rav Yosher Ber said to him, so my friend Rav Shai Greenwald, he said to him, "No." So what are you learning? He said, Bava Kama. What in Bava Kama? He says, the Muki Yosef is Kacha. So Rav Yosher Ber said to him, does it need a teretz? That was his, does it need a teretz? So the question is, what did he mean by that? Does it need a teretz? The meaning to him was Pasha that the Kasha is not a Kasha. So the question is, which of these Svaras is so Pasha that he didn't think it really even needs a teretz. Maybe the Kassam Sofis Pshat, or maybe this idea that Yishum Yishum Chitzov is only in the Nezikin, like the Ron says, but then Muki Yosef took it seriously, and therefore the only reason he says it's mutter is because when you do something, it's your mice.
In
Bava Kama. Oh. So when you do a mice and it lingers on to Shabbos, it's all considered your mice, but of as of Erev Shabbos.
When you do a mice, everything else is considered your mice.
So that's at the discussion. If you put the thing on Shabbos, and even if it cooks on, let's say Shabbos. Okay, so this Rabbi Otsay is the beginning of Melach HaShechita. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue, have some more Shechita. Then we'll have a Shir also on Chanukah coming up, Bez Hashem.
Before Chanukah.
Before Chanukah, right.
I'll be here with regards to Shechita.
When do you go to the show?
Like the day before Chanukah, then we're landing like... with the candles.
Oh, yeah, it's all the time with the candles.
I'm not going to back in the landing before.
Oh, yeah. So, when did you pull
it? So, what's the answer from the way back?